Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Well, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has reaffirmed what she describes as her commitment to supporting schools following the government's decision to move the country to level 5 of the plan for living with COVID-19. The General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland, Michael Gillespie, though, has said that his members are concerned about continuing to go into schools and want reassurance that adequate public supports will be in place to help them. We can talk now to Minister Norma Foley. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for joining us this lunchtime.
Good afternoon, Brian.
The unions are saying that you've 9 days now before the schools resume after the Halloween break to reassure them that the supports and the protections are in place to make sure they're not put at undue risk by going into schools, into the classroom. What will you be able to say to them to try to give them that reassurance?
Oh, absolutely, Brian. The school communities can be absolutely assured that there is no question that the resources and measures that need to be put in place in our schools will be put in place. And indeed, they're currently in place, and anything extra or additional that needs to be put in place will, of course, be put in place. And I suppose just to acknowledge as well as Minister that there will always be concerns. I think it's important to look back, I suppose, earlier, when schools closed in March and schools were closed for considerable lengths of time, there was considerable concern and anxiety and questions as to whether we would ever be able to successfully reopen the schools. But due largely to the terrific support from teachers, SNAs, caretakers, school secretaries, principals, boards of management, and indeed students themselves, plus the measure, financial measure that was put in place by government, there has been a very safe and, I would like to think, a successful return and reopening of schools. So now that we will be closing for midterm, and now that we are moving towards level 5, I absolutely accept that it is only human again that there would be concerns and issues. But we have shown great, I believe, flexibility and agility to adapt to issues and situations as they arise, and we will continue to do that.
They have very specific concerns, particularly around testing and tracing when a case of COVID is discovered or a suspected case occurs in a school. Shambolic is the phrase used by one union leader to describe that whole process, and that, they say, really needs to be beefed up if they're to be reassured that the protections are in place that they need.
Well, to be fair, Brian, I would have to say I think that was a rather harsh term to be attributed to, I suppose, our public health staff, who I believe, you know, with excellent professionalism and dedication and determination are working through what are very, very difficult circumstances and changing circumstances, I suppose, every day as we deal with the pandemic. But notwithstanding that, just from a department's point of view,
The staff, I'm sure, are doing their very best. It's the question of the resources they have available at their disposal. Are they adequate?
Well, just to add to that, I suppose, and I am very conscious that, you know, at every step of the way, everything that we have done in our schools has been underpinned by public health. So that's very important to us. And in terms of the testing and tracing, as you have referenced there and has been referenced by the unions, the public health resources for schools, and I specifically speak about the schools, will be broadened and strengthened, and we are in actual fact putting school teams in place in each of the HSE areas, which will be supporting the work of the public health teams. And I think that will, after the midterm break, give a very, I suppose, strong and strengthened approach to the public health resources as they're being deployed into schools when that is necessary and when the situation arises.
Unions are also saying that they really, at this stage, are looking for an audit of the public health resources in schools. I suppose before they talk about what you might plan, where are we at the moment? Will they get that?
Yeah, there is no question. I suppose in terms of the resources that have been put in place already, $375 million, and actually in excess of that, was made available to the schools. $226 million is currently available for the next academic part of the school year. So there is no question about resources being made available. This is very much, I think, a joint approach between the department and the staffs within the schools. I know from personal experience and from speaking with personnel on the ground, everyone wants to keep the schools opened. It is a shared objective of everybody within the school sector, but equally so, I think, society as well. So we're all determined to very proactively play the part that we need to play to ensure that our students can continue to be educated throughout the pandemic.
Okay, a final question.
Safely.
Okay, a final question, if I might, on another matter. You were at Cabinet, obviously, this morning. We're being told that a system of fines and penalties for breaches of some of the COVID regulations is to be introduced. What can you tell us there? What might people face if they don't comply with these regulations?
Well, the details in relation to all of that will be brought through the Dáil during the week. There is an acknowledgement that the vast, vast majority of people, and I think we have to say this, are absolutely doing all that they can to ensure that we are getting on top of the figures as they arise, that we are tackling head-on COVID-19. But where there are failures and where there is recklessness, if you like, there is a necessity to put, I suppose, fines in place as a deterrent or indeed as an encouragement for all of us to do better. So the finer detail in relation to that will be brought and made public during the week.
All right. Just a final question. It's one of our listeners is asking whether the Leaving Cert exams for people who opted to actually sit the exam, they're due, I think, in 4 weeks. Will that go ahead?
That is our plan currently, and we've always said that it will be in conjunction with the public health advice available at that time. But we are currently planning for those exams to begin on the 16th of November.
All right. Very good. Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thank you for talking to us on the programme this